Hi, welcome to the Cinephiles podcast. I'm very new to this. How I got started actually was I was corresponding with someone via email, and I told them that I wanted to do a podcast, but I wasn't sure exactly what I would do on the podcast, and they suggested to incorporate my love for movies. And I thought that was a really cool idea, and then they told me to choose, like, a movie that I was cautioned not to watch as a child, or a movie that I haven't seen since I was a child, and just use a fresh take on that. For some reason, I didn't completely follow that to a T. It just gave me an idea. So I did a poll on my personal Facebook between 2004's The Village or 2014's As Above, So Below. And The Village ended up winning the poll, so I decided to go with that one. For next week's podcast, I will be using my personal Facebook again for another poll between 1997's I Know What You Did Last Summer and 1998's Meet Joe Black. So a little briefing on The Village. It stars Bryce Dallas Howard, Adrian Brody, Joaquin Phoenix. Is that how you say that? I hope so. When I googled a description for the movie, because I didn't want to describe it from my point of view, I wanted to use, you know, the movie's point of view. It said, when a young man tries to venture beyond his sequestered hamlet, his actions set off a chain of chilling incidents that alter the community forever. It's a film directed, well, I think it was also written by him too. Written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan. Great guy in my opinion. I know there are some people out there that do not care for him. I quite enjoy him. So I vaguely remember watching this movie as a child. Let's see, when it came out in 2004... I probably would have been like 10 years old. And when I watched it, I might have been 11, maybe 12. And so, you know, that's close to 13 years ago that I've actually watched this film. So, coming in now and watching it, it was like watching it for the first time, but also very deja vu-y, kind of, because as I was watching it, it was all coming back to me. So, anyway, I really like Bryce Dallas Howard. She is a very, very talented woman. When I first watched this movie and then I saw her in a different movie, I did not know that she wasn't actually blind. That really blew my mind. And also, Adrian Brody. I saw him in this film, and then I was watching some videos on the internet on Adrian Brody, and I realized he was also acting. And I mean, he's a really good actor. Before The Village, I had never heard of Adrian Brody, so I figured he was the way he was in the movie. He plays Noah Percy. Let me tell you, that was actually my childhood crush for some reason. Bryce Dallas Howard is Ivy Walker. And Joaquin is Lucius. I don't remember his last name. But sort of a love triangle, I guess. Noah and Ivy are very fond of each other, but more in a friend slash brother way. Well, at least that's how Ivy feels towards Noah. Noah feels a little stronger for Ivy. But Ivy has those feelings towards Lucius, and Lucius feels that way towards her. There are also a few other actors in there with very recognizable faces. I don't know all their names. I wish I did. I should have done more research before making this podcast, to be honest. Yeah, so I know Michael Pitt is in there, and I discovered Michael Pitt in this French movie. I don't even remember what it's called. I used to watch a lot of late night shows, mostly Italian detective shows, but every once in a while they'd play a French film, and Michael Pitt happened to be in this French film. In that movie, I actually grew to love him as an actor, and I think he did a good job in this film as well. Yeah, so spoilers, I guess. I mean, if you haven't seen the movie, it's quite a shocker, but it is quite an old movie. It's like a 15-year-old movie, so if I am spoiling this for you, I am sorry. But they have this community because while they were living in a regular society, people's families were being killed and stuff, you know? It's just the violence of today's world. But when they start this community in the middle of the woods, they seem to like almost go back in time. So when you're watching this film, you think this is taking place in older time because of their clothes. They don't have electronics. I mean, they have electricity, I think, but it's very old-timey and has sort of like the Ellis Island vibe to it, I guess, you know? And then Ivy decides she's ready to marry Lucius. The information goes public, and Noah makes a very rash decision. And Ivy feels like she can't live without Lucius. And even in the movie, she says something along the lines of, if he dies, everything that I believe to be life dies with him. And her dad, he took this to heart and was like, I've never met somebody who felt so much love for somebody that they felt like they could not live without them. And even though she is blind, he grants her permission to go to the towns. But she's still scared to go, you know? Because there's believed to be creatures in these woods, and that's what keeps these people in the community and running along, doing their business, trying to keep this little civilization afloat. And so they created the idea of these creatures. These creatures are rather large. They wear the bad color, which is red. And if you see the costumes, they are pretty ghastly. They do freak me out. I remember as a child, I had some pretty bad dreams about those. But yeah, he actually shows her that it's all fake. It's fear-mongering to make sure that these people stay safe and they stay within the community and they keep building what they've created. And so he lets her go out into the forest, but he says when he used to teach American history, there were rumors of there being some kind of beast out in those woods. So to be cautious anyway. So she's told to be cautious in these woods, right? And she heeds this warning. And they give them this bag of magic stones. But her two escorts end up bailing on her. The one does not even try to go into the woods. He questions why they've never heard of these magic stones that will repel these monsters, and does not join them. And they make it about half day's journey into the woods when her second escort decides to bail on her. But he asks her to come with him when he goes back to the village. And she refuses because she absolutely needs to get this medicine for Lucius. Because in her heart of hearts, she cannot live without him. So she carries on by herself. And while in the woods, she's encountered by one of the beasts that she has been told isn't actually real. And now she fights for her life. She came across this hole earlier before she was attacked, and she almost fell into it. And she remembered the fallen tree that was by the hole. While avoiding this monster, she ended up running back, found the tree and recognized it from touch, and decided to lure the monster back. And when she did, she of course jumped out of the way, and the monster fell in the hole. Sadly, it turns out the monster was Noah dressed up in one of the costumes. However, she does not know that at this point. She eventually makes it to the road that her father had said to go to, and she follows it back, and she gets to this rather large fence area. And she climbs over, and it just so happens that the patrol guy was driving by. And on this patrol guy's Jeep or whatever it is, his vehicle, is the name Walker. Which, if you piece it together, I didn't until the movie was over. Her name is Ivy Walker. Her dad is Mr. Walker. I don't remember his first name. I just always called him Mr. Walker. She gives this man the list. His name is Trevor, I believe. Gives the man the list of what she needs to save Lucius's life. And he agrees. Because he's a kind guy, and he, I guess, is just doing what he feels is right. So he agrees to go get this medicine for her, and then he helps her back over. And then the weird thing is, you know, at the end of the movie, you know, she goes to save Lucius and everything. She brings back the medicine. We don't actually know if Lucius makes it, but there's a short dialogue about the elders of this village. It's all of them talking about family members they've lost while living in the city. And Mr. Walker confronts them and says, you know, I have this idea. And it turns out the woods that they live past is protected. It's supposed to be some wildlife preservation. And what it really is a front for them to live in this village and live life their way. With no greed, no murdering for the most part, and you know, living the safest life that they can live. And I think it's a really great movie. I personally don't think I can make it in a village like that. The concept is very great, but the reality of it, I am too accustomed to my first world things. I don't go anywhere without my smartphone or my headphones. You know, I like the convenience of takeout food or whatever. Music, movies, all of it. I've become too accustomed to my privileged life to reverse it. But I think M. Night Shyamalan did a really good job on this, and I would recommend seeing it if you haven't seen it. And if I have ruined the movie for you, I am very sorry. Or if you have seen it and you haven't seen it in a while, I think it's worth another watch. It's a very good movie. I really enjoyed it. There are many recognizable faces if you look hard enough. It's a good one, I think. I've never been disappointed with the M. Night Shyamalan movie. Maybe that's just me, but yeah. I don't know if I think if you like that sort of thing, it's a good movie. It's one of those things that makes you realize people are the monsters that we fear in this life. But it is also people and love and kindness that make this world worth living, worth protecting, worth fighting for, even if it is an ugly place at times. You just gotta hold on to the little things, I guess. Alright, hopefully I get the hang of this and become better at this as time goes on. If you do enjoy this, you can follow me on Facebook. Just look up the Cinephiles Podcast on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram. The Twitter one would be at CinephilesThe, which is weird. C is capitalized and T is capitalized in that. And also on Instagram at the Cinephiles Podcast, new spaces. I'm apparently also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and of course, here on Anchor. Hopefully I will get better at this and be able to gather more of a schedule. I do apologize for this week. I was not thoroughly planned. Plus, I was sick. And then one thing after another kept coming up, and I didn't actually get around to watching the movie until last night. So, if you have any ideas on how I can improve, I would love to hear them. Because really, I'm just winging it and talking about movies I've watched. Yes, so if you have made it this far, thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope to be seeing you soon, or talking to you soon, I guess, since you can't see me. All right. Thank you very much.